AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. Joining me now, my guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Edisburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, also Rouse's Point, New York. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy week at the shop already, but I'm caught up. Luckily, I have a day off tomorrow, so I can get caught up on some of the stuff around my house. But, yeah, things at the shop are good.
That's good. I believe we'll talk next week, unless you tell me you're going to be taking Thanksgiving early. But at least let me ask you up front, holiday hours. Obviously, Thanksgiving is next week, not this week. Anything going to change that we need to be aware of?
So far, not yet. I mean, the big hourly change that we posted was that our locations are closing earlier during the week, at 4:30 now instead of 5 o'clock. We will be closed on Thanksgiving. As far as the day after and the day before, as far as I know, it's business as usual. If that changes, I'm sure we will put an update on our Facebook page. If people are curious, they can check that out.
All right, that's certainly good to know. Talk to me a little bit about what's going on. Let me ask you this, too. We talk a lot about warm clothing. What about reflective clothing? Obviously, it is deer hunting season now, and people are going to be out.
Yep, so definitely check out the resets that we just did. I mean, we do stock things like some, you know, orange gloves and things like that, but we also have reflective construction vests. I know in the St. Albans location, we have like a 4-foot section of safety wear. Reflective bib that you can put on over something else, like a lightweight reflective vest. I know a lot of people get them this time of year, especially for going on walks or walking their dogs, but we have been selling quite a few of them to hunters as well. And, you know, the winter gloves, the cold weather gloves are out. The Milwaukee winter gloves have been really, really popular, as well as snow fence and great stakes, fluorescent spray paint, flagging tape, all that kind of stuff. People are, you know, we're kind of spoiled this year because it hasn't been super duper cold. So those projects have been pushed off for a couple of weeks, but people are still marking their walkways and their driveways, you know, for plowing and snow blowing.
Kyle, what else should we know?
I've been doing a lot of different things in the paint department. Slowly but surely, we're getting there in St. Albans. We have our cabinet set up for our paint department. We got the sign hung, but we've been doing a lot of color matches. For some reason, people have been bringing in, you know, all different kinds of samples. I did have a lady that came in today with a small shelf from a bookshelf. She's been a couple places, and they couldn't match the color, but we were able to in St. Albans, and she left with a nice quart can of her Valspar paint. She was going to go put another coat of paint on her bookshelf. So a lot of people are doing some inside fun little projects, but Ross's Point and St. Albans do Valspar. All of our other locations, with the exception of Middlesex, do Bentmore. So lots of different options.
Speaking of fun projects, I got a friend who just bought a house. The house has a pool above ground, has a shed that comes with all the pool equipment. Well, they're getting rid of the pool, therefore don't need the shed to house all the equipment. He wants to turn the shed into an outdoor man cave. What would be your first advice on how to make something like that happen?
I would probably look into a product called TrustCore. Ordered it for certain customers, and it's kind of like an organizational wall that you can put up. It comes in 4x8 sheets. They make all different kinds of stuff, but it's like a track system. You can just screw it to the studs, and you can snap in all different kinds of hooks and hangers and just organize all your stuff that way. But it's a really quick and easy way to transform any space into really usable space.
There you go. Kyle, be well, my friend. We'll talk in 7 days.
Sounds good. Take care, everybody.